And will you pray with me? May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen.
Amen.
One of my first memories from church comes from when I was about 5 or 6 years old. In Sunday school, we were required to memorize the Lord's Prayer, or the prayer that Jesus taught us. And this was the symbol that you were really a part of the Sunday school, if you could memorize this prayer. And I remember practicing it, and when we came to the line, "Give us this day our daily bread," I remember thinking, well, that's kind of silly. It's just bread. Give us this day our daily bread? Shouldn't it be something more important, like, give us this day our daily breath? I'm sure that's what Jesus meant. Give us this day our daily breath. So from age 5 to about 18 or so, whenever we would say the Lord's Prayer, quietly I would say, give us this day our daily breath. Budding theologian that I was. But I don't feel that way anymore. For me, bread has become the second most important example of what it means to be a Christian, second only to Jesus. If I asked you all to go home and bake me a loaf of bread, how many of you would be excited to do that? Well, there may be a few bread bakers among you, but I think most of you, like me, would think, whoa, that's way too hard. Baking bread is like a chemistry experiment, right? If you put the wrong things together, there'll be an explosion, or some kind of blob monster will come out of the oven. Bread baking seems really hard. But it's not. It's very, very simple. And here's the basic formula. Take a bowl of warm water and stir in some yeast until it's dissolved. Take salt, sugar, milk, put it in the bowl and stir it. Then add the flour. Knead the dough, put the dough in a covered bowl in a warm spot and wait for an hour. Then punch the dough down, knead it again, cover it again, and wait another 30 minutes. Then score the dough, stick it in the oven for 45 minutes, wait for it to cool, and voila, bread. It's a miracle. Amazing. So easy. And yet, when you think about it, bread truly is a miracle. Think for a moment just about the yeast, that beige little granule that you get in those paper packets. Yeast is an organism that lies dormant until it comes into contact with warm water. The water brings the yeast to life. As the flour is added, the yeast begins feeding on the sugars in the flour, and it releases the carbon dioxide that makes bread rise. The flour also combines with the water to form gluten, and as you knead the dough, the gluten becomes more and more stretchy. This gum-like substance with thousands of gas bubbles begins to fill up, and as the yeast goes to work, it begins to rise. When the dough is finally cooked, the yeast inside, it continues feeding, and the pockets of gas in the dough continue to expand. As the temperature of the cooking dough rises, the yeast eventually dies. But the gluten hardens, and the dough solidifies, and voila, the miracle of bread, a miracle of chemistry. And this miracle can be found in so many foods. This miracle can be found in so many of the foods we eat. Miracles of chemistry in the systemic way that a plant works, or an animal, or even a loaf of bread. But wait, now think on this. The flour, so integral to making our bread, comes from wheat. And growing wheat takes a lot of work. First, you till and fertilize the soil. Then you sow the wheat seeds and pray that the birds don't eat them. Then you wait, and you pray for rain to come and water the wheat. Then you harvest the wheat, which is backbreaking work even with equipment. Then you thresh the wheat, and then carefully separate the wheat from the chaff. A lot of labor goes into making one wheat crop. And if we think about all of the people who work, who put in their time and energy and sweat into our agricultural work throughout this country, who grow the food, who package it, ship it, sell it, this bread has been a livelihood to hundreds of people, probably people from all over the country. This bread is a miracle because it has brought together so many people. And as we eat it, we are connected to those people who labored to produce it. And this bread will nourish us. So it symbolizes, too, the miracle of possibility. Who knows what we will accomplish when we are nourished by this food? The story goes that St. Thomas Aquinas, the 13th century Italian Dominican priest and philosopher, was asked to perform a mass in the cathedral in Paris. Aquinas was consultant to the King of France and to the Pope, so he was well respected and one of the great philosophers of the time, so yes, when he performed a mass, a crowd turned out. And so Aquinas performed the communion liturgy. But when he got to the part about breaking the bread, he lifted the bread over his head. And when he broke it, he stayed there for hours, just standing there. It was a moment of transformation. It was one of those moments when earth and heaven collide and the Holy Spirit enters in. When asked later, Aquinas said, it was an inbreaking of the Spirit. He admitted that he had been so overcome by the simplicity and complexity of God made known to us in the breaking of bread. This is the body of Christ. The body of Christ right here present with us. In today's gospel lesson, the crowd, who had just witnessed Jesus' miraculous multiplication of loaves and fishes, realize that Jesus has left the area, so they head off to Capernaum to find him. When they find him, Jesus calls them out, saying, "You're not searching for me because you believe that God has sent me, but now your stomach is grumbling again, and you're looking for more food." How frustrating it must have been for Jesus to realize that his beautiful sermon illustration about God's abundance and the miracles that happen when we live into that abundance and share what we have with others, it's been misinterpreted by them all. So now the crowd just thinks that Jesus produces food on command. Much like their ancestors in the wilderness, they've missed the point. In fact, they bring up those ancient Israelites who, not unlike themselves, were starving, not only for food, but also for something to believe in. Quoting from the text, "So they said to him, 'What sign are you going to give us then, so that we may see it and believe in you? What work are you performing? Our ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, as it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat.'" This is a defining moment for Jesus. Indeed, a self-defining moment, as this is about to ramp up to the first of Jesus' many "I am" sayings, which are found only in John's gospel, where Jesus reveals to the crowd who he really is and what his life is truly about. So here Jesus tells the crowd not to interpret the subject he, as Moses, but as God. God is the one providing the bread. Furthermore, he changes the tense of the verb from gave, a past tense verb, to gives. The changes bring out the point of Jesus' message. Manna is not simply a story that resides in Israel's past, but is an ongoing gift of God in the present. It is available to Jesus' followers even now. He goes on, "For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." Just a note about the grammar of the Greek here. The words "that which comes down from heaven" are masculine singular, as is the word "bread," which leaves room for us to identify Jesus as the bread and as the one sent down from heaven. When the crowd responds, "Lord, give us this bread always," Jesus identifies himself with the present gift of manna that God is giving to the world. "I am the bread of life." And so we pray that every day we might have this bread of life. Through eating our daily bread, Christ becomes a part of us, and we are hungry. We hunger to belong, and the body of Christ connects us to those who labor to produce it. It connects us to our ancestors who fled Egypt with unleavened bread, and with our ancestors who have gathered in upper rooms for 2,000 years to remember Jesus. It connects us to those with whom we share the bread. Sharing bread is the most simple sign of hospitality. It connects us to all of creation, for we know that the rain that waters the fields and the water that cools our throats is from the same source and is part of the same cycle. We hunger also to be whole. The broken bread symbolizes our own brokenness. We are broken people. We have faults and flaws. We turn from God. But in the breaking of the bread, we are reminded of God's forgiveness, that though we did not recognize the miracle of Jesus when he lived on earth, and though we don't always recognize the miracle of God revealed to us in the world around us in our daily lives, God still loves us, forgives us, and blesses us with grace beyond our deserving. We are not yet perfected beings, and so, like the bread dough, God molds us and shapes us and stretches us and waits on us to rise. We hunger also for some kind of sustenance, something that will help us continue on. In this daily bread, we can find our purpose, our mission, whether it is to welcome others to the table, fight for justice for the laborers, to transform the world as Jesus did, or to keep searching for the many ways in which God is made known to us in the miracles that surround us every day. And even when we don't know which road to go, God will sustain us with this bread until we find that path. This is the body of Christ, and Christ will feed our every hunger. I'd like to close this morning with a poem called "Reprise" by Laura Martin. Perhaps what Jesus really said was, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will share my hunger for what can be, for what has been started, for for what is born in fragile places, for the unscripted love in the day's theater, for what is told in the trees that give shade, and the birds that lean into the fold of the wind. Whoever looks for me will discover my hunger for children to learn the cadence of play rather than the posture of war. Whoever seeks me will know my thirst for the long drink of justice, found only if we go to the wells together, and for the way we laugh and pray and break the rules all the way there. Amen.